with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's a new flood threat in the Pacific Northwest.
Crews are using sandbags to shore up an earthen levee south of Seattle after a small section of it failed. An evacuation order is in place covering three Seattle suburbs.
This is just one small event within a larger disaster that is still unfolding across the Pacific Northwest.
Reed Wolcott at the National Weather Service says weeks of heavy rain have taken a toll on the region, and now you add strong winds.
We deal with that all the time, but our soils are not normally this saturated. We have a very high risk of trees coming down onto vehicles, onto houses.
Audio from Como TV. I'm Ed Donahue.
Federal authorities arrest four suspected extremists in a New Year's Eve bombing plot in California.
The FBI says they broke up a terror plot to bomb unnamed companies in California described only as Amazon-type logistical centers on New Year's Day, the Bureau's Akil Davis.
The subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California.
U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says four people are under arrest from the Turtle Island Liberation Front, a far-left anti-government group.
The individuals were arrested on Friday, December 12th, when the group attempted to construct and detonate IEDs out in the desert.
Audio courtesy KABC. I'm Julie Walker.
Australian leaders have promised to immediately overhaul already tough gun control laws after a mass shooting targeted a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney's Bondi Beach. At least 15 people died in the attack. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 41 points. The Nasdaq dropped 137. This is SRN News. The best female tennis player in the world does not want to play against men.
During a recent interview on the Piers Morgan Show, WTA number one ranked Aryna Sabalenka says men who are living as women should not be allowed to compete against actual biological women. Several former tennis greats, including Serena Williams and Martina Navratilova, have offered similar sentiments. A global backlash against men invading women's sports is being led by female athletes and feminist leaders. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eastern Orthodoxy in the U.S. is experiencing a surge in converts, partly due to online content. Sometimes called America's best-kept secret, Orthodoxy is embraced by about 1% of adults, according to Pew Research Center. But a heightened online profile has led to two waves of converts since the pandemic. Young single men are often cited as the driving force behind the trend. This is SRN News. A popular robot maker goes bankrupt, Bob Agnew reports.
iRobot, the company behind the popular Roomba vacuum, has filed for Chapter 11 protection after mounting debt and falling sales. The restructuring plan will transfer ownership to its Chinese contract manufacturer. A plan to merge iRobot with Amazon fell apart last year as the deal failed to pass muster with regulators in both the U.S. and European Union. Bob Agnew reporting.
Ford Motor Company is pivoting away from its once ambitious electric vehicle plans amid financial losses and waning consumer demands for the vehicles. Instead, it'll invest in more efficient gasoline engines and hybrid EVs, the company said Monday. The Detroit automaker, which has poured billions of dollars into electrification, said it will no longer make the F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck. More details at srnnews.com.